Welcome to Zichu Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today Maseches Kedushin, Daf Samch Gimel, the third Perek HaOmer. This daf has been sponsored as a schus for all the men, women, and children in Eretz Yisrael who've been taken hostage, that they be quickly freed, and for all those injured in the attacks, that they should have a refuah shleima. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states that if one says to a woman, "Become married to me, al menasha adaber aleich l'shulton," on condition that I'll speak on your behalf to the ruler, or ve'esei imach kapoel, on condition I work for you like a laborer for a day, the condition is effective if he performs these services. Rish Lakish says, "V'hu shenasan l'shavar pruta," it's only true where he also gave her something worth a pruta, but the service itself does not generate condition. This is challenged from two brises. Although kedushin made as payment for having driven her on a donkey is invalid because it was already owed as a debt, if he said b'schar shar kivach al chamor as payment that I will drive you on a donkey, the kedushin is valid. Another brisa teaches that if she agrees to kedushin for a service such as schok lefanai, jest before me, or rekod lefanai, dance before me, kedushin is valid if it's worth a pruta. The Gemara answers that they reflect the Malchokas Tanaim if Eina Leschiris Ela Basof, wages only become owed at the end and are not alone, or they are incrementally owed as work is performed. Rav explains the source for Rish Lakish's interpretation. Point number two, a Mishnah Amud Beis states that if a man says, "Kiddush es biti, ve'eini yodei l'mi kiddushtia," I married off my daughter, but I do not know to whom I married her, and someone claims he is the husband, Naaman, he's believed. If two people make this claim, one divorces her and the other may marry her. Rav says, "Neman li ten get, ve'ein neman lichnos." The one claiming to be the husband is believed to give her a get, but is not believed to marry her. He's believed to divorce because ain adam choteva lo lo. A person does not sin without benefit for himself, but he's not believed to marry her because perhaps Yitzro Tokfo, his Yitzhor, is taking hold of him to make this claim. Ravasi says he is even believed to marry, but agrees that where a woman says she became married and does not know to whom, a claimant is not believed to marry because he may be relying on her going along with his claim. Although our Mishnah teaches that a second claimant can marry her, Rav would explain that with two claimants, an imposter is afraid that the father will recognize the true husband, so he gives a get, and the other is presumed to be the true husband. And point number three, the Gemara asks, if a person testifies that he accepted kedushin for his daughter, mahu lisko al yado, would we stone to death based on his testimony if she commits adultery as a nara? Rav says we would not, because the Torah only granted the father credibility regarding prohibition, but not for capital punishment. Ravasi says we would stone based on his testimony, and the father is fully believed. Ravasi agrees that a woman who admits to being married would not receive the death penalty for adultery. He commented, "Hani shmaitasa didi merapsan igre." These teachings of mine appear to be shatter roofs, meaning completely unlikely to those who do not understand them. If the father's testimony, which allows for someone to claim he is the husband, indicating a weaker reliability that she is married altogether, yet is sufficient for capital punishment, then a woman's testimony, which does not allow someone to claim to be the husband, indicating a stronger reliability of her marriage, it certainly should be sufficient for capital punishment. But in truth, it's not difficult. Av hemne rachmana. Hashem gave credibility to the father, ledida lehemna, but did not grant her credibility. The distinction regarding someone claiming to be the husband was explained before. So once again, the three points are, number one, the next mission states that if one says to a woman, "Become married to me, al menas she'adaber aleich l'shulton," on condition I will speak on your behalf to the ruler, or ve'esei imach kapoel, on condition I work for you like a laborer for a day, the kedushin is effective if he performs these services. Rish Lakish says, "V'hu shenasan l'shavar pruta," it's only true where he also gave her something worth a pruta, but the service itself does not generate kedushin. This is challenged from two brises. Although kedushin made as payment for having driven her on a donkey is invalid because it was already owed as a debt, if he said b'schar shar kivach al chamor as payment that I will drive you on a donkey, the kedushin is valid. Another brisa teaches that if she agrees to kedushin for a service such as schok lefanai, jest before me, or rekod lefanai, dance before me, kedushin is valid if it's worth a pruta. The Gemara answers that they reflect the Malchokas Tanaim if Eina Leschiris Ela Basof, wages only become owed at the end and are not alone, or they are incrementally owed as work is performed. Rav explains the source for Rish Lakish's interpretation. Point number two, a Mishnah Amud Beis states that if a man says, "Kiddush es biti, ve'eini yodei l'mi kiddushtia," I married off my daughter, but I do not know to whom I married her, and someone claims he is the husband, Naaman, he's believed. If two people make this claim, one divorces her and the other may marry her. Rav says, "Neman li ten get, ve'ein neman lichnos." The one claiming to be the husband is believed to give her a get, but is not believed to marry her. He's believed to divorce because ain adam choteva lo lo. A person does not sin without benefit for himself, but he's not believed to marry her because perhaps Yitzro Tokfo, his Yitzhor, is taking hold of him to make this claim. Rav Asi says he is even believed to marry, but agrees that where a woman says she became married and does not know to whom, a claimant is not believed to marry because he may be relying on her going along with his claim. Although our Mishnah teaches that a second claimant can marry her, Rav would explain that with two claimants, an imposter is afraid that the father will recognize the true husband, so he gives a get, and the other is presumed to be the true husband. And point with you, the Gemara asks, if a person testifies that he accepted kedushin for his daughter, mahu lisko al yado, would we stone to death based on his testimony if she commits adultery as a nara? Rav says we would not, because the Torah only granted the father credibility regarding prohibition, but not for capital punishment. Rav Asi says we would stone based on his testimony, and the father is fully believed. Rav Asi agrees that a woman who admits to being married would not receive the death penalty for adultery. He commented, Hani shmaitasa didi merapsan igre. These teachings of mine appear to be shatter roofs, meaning completely unlikely to those who do not understand them. If the father's testimony, which allows for someone to claim he is the husband, indicating a weaker reliability that she is married altogether, yet is sufficient for capital punishment, then a woman's testimony, which does not allow someone to claim to be the husband, indicating a stronger reliability of her marriage, it certainly should be sufficient for capital punishment. But in truth, it's not difficult. Av hemne rachmana. Hashem gave credibility to the father, ledida lahemna, but did not grant her credibility. The distinction regarding someone claiming to be the husband was explained before. Alright, so now we go to our Siman Daf Samach Gimel, and our standard Siman is a Segway. A Segway is that two-wheel device that boys stand on and whiz around the neighborhood on. So Segway is the Siman. So here goes. The young man racing on his Segway to fulfill his condition, to speak to the ruler of the land, so he could marry a woman, rode past two men claiming to have married the daughter of a man who forgot whom she married, and came across a man testifying to Basin that he married off his Na'ara daughter, who didn't look very happy. Once again, slow motion. The young man racing on a Segway, that must be more in Daf Samach Gimel. The young man racing on a Segway to fulfill his condition to speak to the ruler of the land so he could marry a woman, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that if one says to a woman, become married to me, Amanasha Adaber Aleicho Shilton, on condition that I will speak on your behalf to the ruler, or on condition I'll work for you like a laborer for a day, the condition is effective if he performs these services. Reish Lakish says, V'ushin nasal l'shav apruta, it's only true where he also gave her something worth a pruta, but the service itself does not generate condition. So the young man racing on a Segway to fulfill his condition to speak to the ruler of the land so he could marry a woman, rode past two men claiming to have married the daughter of a man who forgot whom she married, which reminds us, a Mishnah on Amud Beis states that if a man says, Kidashi es biti, the eni yode lemi kidashtia, I married off my daughter, but I do not know to whom I married her, and someone claims he is a husband, ne'eman, he's believed. If two people make this claim, one divorces her, and the other may marry her, Rav says, ne'eman litan get, ve'ein ne'eman lichnos. The one claiming to be the husband is believed to give her a get, but is not believed to marry her. He's believed to divorce because ein ad mechota below lo. A person does not sin without benefit for himself, but he's not believed to marry her because perhaps Yitzro Tokfo, his Yitzro Hor, is taking hold of him to make this claim. So the young man racing on a Segway to fulfill his condition to speak to the ruler of the land so he could marry a woman, rode past two men claiming to have married the daughter of a man who forgot whom she married, and came across a man testifying to a basin that he married off his Na'ara daughter who didn't look very happy, which reminds us. The Gemara asks, if a father testifies that he accepted kedushin for his daughter, mahu lisko al yado, would we stone to death based on his testimony if she commits adultery as a na'ara? Rav says we would not, because the Torah only granted the father credibility regarding Isser, but not for capital punishment. Rav Asi says we would stone based on his testimony, and the father is fully believed. So once again, the young man racing on a Segway to fulfill his condition to speak to the ruler of the land so he could marry a woman, rode past two men claiming to have married the daughter of a man who forgot whom she married, and came across a man testifying to a basin that he married off his Na'ar daughter, who didn't look very happy. Alright, so now it's time for four blah back Hazara. Daf Nun Tes. So the symbol Daf Nun Tes is a knight in shining armor. So here goes. The knight, that must be more Daf Nun Tes. The knight in the diamond-studded armor who snatched a cake that an ani was about to acquire, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that Rav Gittel was once negotiating to purchase land, but Rabbi Abba bought it first. Rav Gittel's complaint about this was told to Rabbi Yitzhak Nafcha. When Rabbi Abba came on Yantiv, Rabbi Yitzhak asked him, ani mahapech becharara, if a poor person is engaged in trying to acquire a cake, and another person came and took it first, what's the halacha? Rabbi Abba responded, Nikra Rashi. He can be called a Rashi for seizing his fellow's opportunity. Rabbi Yitzhak then confronted him for doing the same. The Gemara relates how the situation was resolved between Rav Gittel and Rabbi Abba. So the knight in the diamond-studded armor who snatched a cake that an ani was about to acquire and rode past the couple where the woman retracted the kedushin that was to take effect in 30 days, which reminds us, if one gave kedushin to take effect after 30 days and the woman retracted in the interim, Rabbi Yochanan says, Choser, she may retract, ase dibor umavatel dibor, because words of retraction can come and negate other mere words, and her agreement to kedushin to take effect later is merely words. Reish Lakish said she could not retract. So the knight in the diamond-studded armor who snatched a cake that an ani was about to acquire and rode past a couple where the woman retracted the kedushin that was to take effect in 30 days, intended to give the cake to a woman up in a castle who was married and not married forever, because she married someone else after she became mukadeshes to a man who said, from now and after 30 days. Which reminds us, the Gemara records Malchok's between Rab and Shmuel, which Rabbi Yosef clarified was referring to the final case of the Mishnah. One who marries Me'akshav v'lachar shoshim yom, from now and after 30 days, and someone else marries her in the interim, mukadeshes ve'en mukadeshes, she's married and not yet married to both, and requires a get from both to remarry. Rav said, Mukadeshes ve'en Mukadeshes l'olam, she remains married and not married forever, meaning this state of uncertainty remains forever. Shmuel says that after 30 days ends, Pake Kedusha Sheni v'Gamri Kedusha Rishon, the second one's Kedushin is voided, and the first one's Kedushin is completed. The Malchukah stems from the question whether the meaning of Me'akshav v'lachar shloshim yom is a Tanai, is it a stipulation, or a Chazara, a retraction. Dav Samach, so the Simur Dav Samach is smiley face stickers. So here goes. The person handing out diamond-studded smiley face stickers? That must be wearing Dav Samach. The person handing out diamond-studded smiley face stickers to the 100 men who are Mekadesh the same woman in different intervals, which reminds us. Abai says that although Rav wasn't sure if Ma'akshav v'lachar shloshim yom is a stipulation, effective immediately, or a retraction, effective after 30 days, he would agree that if one person says from now and after 30 days, then a second says from now and after 20 days, and a third says from now and after 10 days, that she's only possibly married to the first or third, but definitely not to the second, since the marriages take effect either at the beginning or end of the respective time periods. Rabbi Yochanan held otherwise and said, even 100 men could take hold of her with condition of this formula, and she would require a get from all of them. So the person handing out diamond-studded smiley face stickers to the 100 men who were Mekadesh the same woman in different intervals also gave one to the man who was Mekadesh a woman on condition he gives her 200 zuz when he gave, which reminds us, the next Mishnah says that if one says, be married to me on condition I give you 200 zuz, she's married and he shall give it to her. Amram disagree when it takes effect. Rav Huna says, but who yiten? And he gives it, meaning she's married immediately provided he eventually pays. Rav Yehuda says, because she yiten, she's married when he gives it, but not before. If some would marry her before the money is given, the second condition would take effect, according to Rav Yehuda. So the person handing out diamond-studded smiley face stickers to the 100 men who were Mekadesh the same woman in different intervals also gave one to the man who was Mekadesh a woman on condition he gives her 200 zuz when he gave it, and to the man who was Mekadesh on condition he had base core of land because it was confirmed he owned that amount of land. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if someone says, be married to me, on condition of a base core of land, she's married provided that he has that amount of land. The Gemara wonders that even if he cannot establish that he owns such land, should we consider the possibility that he might and require a get? Daf Samachov. So the Simur Daf Samachov is a song. We use a magician doing the sawing a person in half trick. So here goes. The magician performing his saw a person in half trick. Magician performing a saw a person in half trick? That must be one Daf Samachov. Saw. The magician performing a saw a person in half trick on top of a tent of a rock in the field he redeemed when Yovel was in effect, which reminds us, it was taught in the Mishnah, that if someone is Makdish's field when Yovel is in effect, the field is redeemed for 50 silver shekels for each Zeret Chomer Seorim, each area on which a Chomer of barley may be planted. Now, if there are clefts 10 tefachim deep or rocks 10 tefachim high, they're not measured with the field to count toward a Zeret Chomer Seorim, rather they're independently Hekdish and redeemed at value. If they're smaller, they're counted. So the magician performing his saw a person in half trick on top of a 10 tefach rock in the field he redeemed when Yovel was in effect, who pronounced a Tanai Kaful incantation to his volunteer from the audience and said, if you don't make a sound, you get a big prize, but if you scream, you get a small prize. Which reminds us, in the next Mishnah, Reb Meir says, Kol Tanai Sheino Katanai B'nei Gad B'nei Reuven Eino Tanai. Any Tanai, which is not doubled like the Tanai of the children of God and the children of Reuven, is not a valid Tanai and not binding. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel disagrees and says the negative side of the Tanai was needed to be stated. So the magician performing his saw a person in half trick on top of a tent of a rock in the field he redeemed when Yovel was in effect, who pronounced a Tanai Kaful incantation to his volunteer from the audience and said, if you don't make a sound, you get a big prize, but if you scream, you get a small prize, was told by his agent, if you better your act, you will be rewarded, but if not, your notice of unemployment is hanging on the door, which reminds us the Gemara presents numerous challenges to Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel's position that a Tanai is valid without expressing the negative side. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Kain, Im Teitiv Se'eis, if you better yourself, you'll be rewarded. So why did he add Im Oseitiv L'Pesach Chatas Roveitz, but if you do not better yourself, sin rests at the door? According to Rabbi Chanina, the negative side is understood. The Gemara answers that without the negative side expressed, one would think that if you do not better yourself, there'll be no reward nor punishment. So the Pasuk teaches there will also be punishment. Daf Samach Beis. So the Simur Daf Samach Beis is a submarine. So here goes. When the diamond studded submarine, that must mean we're on Daf Samach Beis. When the diamond studded submarine crashed after a distracted crew member unsuccessfully tried to be Mekadosh woman saying, marry me after I convert, which reminds us, the next mission teaches several cases of a Kedushin performed with a woman who is not currently eligible to marry the man, but he stipulated it should take effect after she becomes eligible. For example, if someone said, become married to me after I convert. The Kedushin is ineffective in all these cases, even after the event takes place, because Kedushin was impossible at the time, and the future eligible status is a davar shelo olam, a thing that has not yet come into the world. On Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, Rabbi Meir argues and says the Kedushin is effective in all these cases. So when the diamond-studded submarine crashed after a distracted crew member unsuccessfully tried to be a Kaddish woman saying, marry me after I convert, the Jewish captain rushed to land where he found grain attached to the ground and with his powerful hand held high declared a truma, ukashia talshu, which reminds us, a Mishnah teaches that one cannot separate truma on grain still attached to the ground. Ravasi asks Rabbi Yochanan if someone designates picked produce as truma on attached produce, or the reverse, ukashia talshu, to take effect when the produce is picked, and it was subsequently picked, is the truma effective? Rabbi Yochanan answers, kol shebiyado, anything that is in one's power to change, lav k'mechus ma'isadam, it's not viewed as missing an act required to change it, because he can pick the produce at any time, he can declare truma to take effect after it's actually picked. So when the diamond-studded submarine crashed after a distracted crew member unsuccessfully tried to be a Kaddish woman saying, marry me after I convert, the Jewish captain rushed to land where he found grain attached to the ground and with his powerful hand held high declared a truma ukashia talshu after he verified it had reached the stage of shachas, which reminds us. In a braisa supporting Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov goes further and says that one may even designate truma before the grain reaches the stage of shlish, a third of its growth, to take effect after it reaches the stage and is picked. Clearly, he holds one may affect transactions on a davar shelo ba'olam, since it's not in his power to separate truma currently. Rabbi says that Rabbi Elazar's ruling only pertains to shachas, grows at the fodder stage, which Rashi explains is the first stage that can be considered significant, but the earlier agum stage is too insignificant. Alright, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stepping one that Kedushin where one says become married to me after I convert is not effective since it's a davar shelo ba'olam, that's on Daf Samach Beis. Good number 2. Which stepping of a question, if a father testifies that he married off his Na'ara daughter, can she be chayv skila if she commits adultery afterwards? That's on Daf Samach Gimel. Good number 3. Which stuff did we learn about Shimon HaMsoni, who darshaned the Essing in the Torah? That's on Daf Nun Zion. Good number 4. Which stuff do we learn how Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel answers as to why Kush Baruch Hu had to say to Adam, Imo Seiti, Bapesa, Chatas Roveitz, that's on Daf Samachal. Good number 5. Which stuff is the case where someone designates produce which is attached to become Trumo when it's detached, that's on Daf Samach Beis. Good number 6. Which stuff do we have a machokas if a woman can retract a Kedushin that was made to take effect in 30 days, that's on Daf Nun Tes. Good number 7. Which stuff do we machokes? Whether one marrying a woman on condition he speaks on her behalf to the ruler is effective. That's on Daf Samach Gimel. Good number 8. Which stuff do we machokes? When condition takes effect, if it was given on condition he gives her money, that's on Daf Samach. Good number 9. Which stuff do we have a case where a father married off his daughter but can't remember to whom? That's on Daf Samach Gimel. Good. Number 10. Which stuff in Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says the minimum stage for taking truma is when it reaches the stage of shachas. That's on Daf. Samach Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichur wishing you a great day and great learning.